The government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said the scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnav said this will cover around 63,000 villages, benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Mr. Vaishnav also announced that the government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Mr. Vaishnav said that the cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Centre of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality to enhance India's soft power globally and attract foreign investment by positioning India as a content hub for providing state-of-the-art content. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved a biotechnology research innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with a new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. He said the proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme BioRide is 9,197 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet accepting the recommendations of the high-level committee on simultaneous elections is an important step towards making the Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections at 24 constituencies in 7 districts concluded peacefully last evening. The Union Territory has registered the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years as it saw over 61% polling in the first phase. The Election Commission said youth and women voters shone bright at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in Jammu and Kashmir. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their vote is an emphatic response in favour of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced that the government has decided to reduce the patent registration fee by 80% for startups, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, academic institutions and individuals. He made this announcement after inaugurating the artificial intelligence and machine learning tools for trademark searches and the IP Sarthi chatbot in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Goyal stated that India has the third largest trademark system in the world and that after implementing the newly launched initiatives, it will achieve a new position globally. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday launched the NPS Vatsalya scheme in New Delhi. Ms. Sitharaman said through NPS Vatsalya, the child gets an advantage of high returns from the time that the money is saved. The Finance Ministry said NPS Vatsalya will ensure long-term wealth with the power of compounding. It added the scheme offers flexible contributions and investment options. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde was honoured with the second Global Agriculture Award by the World Agriculture Forum yesterday for his efforts in environmental protection, sustainable development and promoting a greener state. The award was presented to the Chief Minister by Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan during a ceremony held on World Bamboo Day at the NCP Auditorium in Mumbai. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansal delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Grigoria Tunjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changzhou yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.